Thank you, Tim. We now have a variety of local stories. The controversial proposal to devolve Moore Park to Norfolk and have a directly elected leader at County Hall took a step forward this week. Fish and chip shop owners across Norwich are being battered by rising costs and some may have to shut. So some people have had their chips. A historic city church may be converted into a studio for young artists. Some people in Cossey have been woken to find ash everywhere following the burning of rubbish by serial pyromaniacs. And an unusual human library has returned to the Norwich Arts Centre. Tim will start with news of the progress towards devolution.
The £620 million devolution deal for Norfolk is a prize worth fighting for, the leader of the County Council has insisted, in the face of a rebellion by fellow Conservatives. 13 Tory councillors gave their apologies for their absence at the Norfolk County Council meeting, where the county deal offered by the government, which would include a directly elected leader at County Hall, was debated. Under the deal, announced by Levelling Up Secretary Michael Gove, Norfolk will receive £620 million funding over the next 30 years, while powers will be transferred from Whitehall to a directly elected leader of Norfolk County Council. If the deal is agreed, the first election for a directly elected council leader would be in May 2024.
Chippy owners across the city are being battered by rising costs, and some even fear they will have to shut. With people tightening their purse strings, some fish and chip shops are feeling the pain of the cost of living crisis more than most. Baron Oscu recently took over the Fish Inn in Coleman Road, formerly the Frying Machine, and says a lot of smaller fish and chip shops won't survive in the coming months. The 39-year-old said, "My family have been in the business for 25 years, and this is as tough a time as I can remember. I own the Las Palmas Cafetiera in Great Yarmouth, and I'm paying three times as much here in Norwich when it comes to energy bills compared to there."
An historic city church, which dates back almost 1,000 years, could become a studio for budding artists. A community group wants to turn St Mary Cosleny Church in Norwich into an art space with a public gallery for people to display their work. The building, next to the city's junkyard market, has had a checkered history, having fallen into disrepair and being restored several times. It was declared redundant as a church in 1971 and was later taken over by a craft and design centre and more recently a publishing services company and internet bookseller. The new plans, submitted by the Cosleny Gallery and Art Space Community Interest Company, CIC, will see the building split into 12 self-contained art spaces. A planning statement submitted to Norwich City Council said, "The CIC aims to encourage and provide opportunities for aspiring, upcoming, early career and established Norfolk artists and crafts practitioners, along with a community gallery with free public access." St Mary is the last surviving medieval round-towered church in the city, with some others destroyed by bombing in the Second World War. St Benedict's round tower survives, but not its church. St Mary Cosleny has existed since the early 11th century. It was rebuilt in the 15th century with extensive restoration in the early 1900s.
Neighbours in a quiet estate have woken up to spatterings of ash covering cars and houses, thanks to some far-obsessed idiots. Those living in Cossey, between Prince Close and Britannia Way, are having to check the skies for falling ash as people around the area regularly set fire to rubbish. Steve Andrews, who lives in the NR5 area, said there's regularly smoke, ash and debris from nearly daily bonfires here. Ash falls when it cools and sits on the windows, vehicles and gardens. These fire-obsessed idiots are putting people and property at risk. Dan Burrell, chairman for the Cossey Town Council, said, "People should take care when lighting bonfires and follow the advice on South Norfolk and Broadland Council's website, as smoke or other debris from repeated bonfires can be a statutory nuisance."
Norwich's Human Library has returned to Norwich Arts Centre. Flipping the idea of not talking in a library on its head, the Human Library encourages discussions between people of a marginalised group or experience and those wishing to challenge their perceptions or biases of that subject. It invites readers, attendees to its events, to take out a book or person of a diverse experience for a half-hour session to break down prejudices and change their biases, so not judge a book by its cover. The Human Library was established in 2000 and has been a staple in Norwich for 14 years. Katie John Went, 56, attended Norwich's inaugural Human Library at the Forum as a reader and is now coordinator of the Human Library in the UK, as well as a part of the initiative's online delivery globally and head of methodology, acting as a book more than 1,000 times in events around the world.